You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area and worldwide via CJAM.ca. We're also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. I'm your host, Dave, joined by Adam. We just came back from a newish song from Ty Segall. This came out as a standalone single last year, and it's going to be on his forthcoming album.
Yes, the album is titled Three Bells, and from that we heard Eggman. And there's a few other singles that have been released preceding the record. That's going to hit stores next week, and you can rest assured we're probably going to play some material from that then.
Yeah, lots of Ty Segall, and hopefully you like that, because that's what we're going to do. Before that, we heard brand new music from Ducks Limited. This is just a really cool band, and they're a newer band, and they did that covers thing in the last couple years, and they had an album prior to that. Two albums, actually, right? Is this the third?
I believe this might be the third record. Don't quote me on that. But yeah, they had a covers series that was going out where they collaborated with some other musicians, but this is the first song of new material that's been out in quite some time. It's titled Train Full of Gasoline, and the album itself, as you mentioned, Dave, it's titled Harm's Way, and that's going to be out in just a little bit. In fact, that has a shelf date of February, so expect that to be out fairly soon. Before that, we heard some music that was, rather than forthcoming, was strictly firmly placed in the past. That was It's All Meat. What does that mean? I don't know. Dave, can you explain yourself?
I don't know what it means either. As a band from Toronto in the late 60s and early 70s, they started out in the Toronto scene in the 60s, part of the Yorkville scene, I believe, and they used to go by the name The Underworld, and they put out a couple singles that way, and then they switched their band name to It's All Meat, put out a single in 1969 called Feel It, which is what we heard there, and they also had an album that came out in 1970. I think they only ever had a few singles and one album, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started off that set with brand new music from Detroit Shadows Show. We heard their latest single from their forthcoming release, Fantasy Now. We heard Aunt Maisie. And as we mentioned earlier, they're playing two nights at the UFO Factory in Detroit to celebrate the release of this album. And I believe that's the 16th and 17th.
Mm-hmm. And the album itself, Fantasy Now, will be released at that point on the 16th of February. So make sure you keep your eyes open for that. And keep your ears open for this next set. We're going to be playing some more new releases, both from forthcoming records and ones that have just recently been released. In fact, what we're going to highlight are two songs from Letter to Self. Letter to Self is the latest release from the Irish post-punk band Sprints. They've been getting a lot of attention lately. They've gotten some perfect scores in various musical publications. And, you know, you can take that with a grain of salt. But I rest assured, they are fantastic. I'm so excited to play some material for you from this record. It's an early contender for one of the best records of the year so far. And then after that, we're going to hear some releases coming from forthcoming albums by Spectres and Pissed Jeans on this edition of Revolution Rock.
until the feeling hits on counting days.
I can feel that I'm sinking. Yeah, the water is freezing. And I want